You are listening to the Delay and Pray podcast, episode number 81.
Welcome to the Delay and Pray podcast, where certified Catholic and weight loss coach Beth Bubick teaches you how to permanently lose weight through spiritual fasting. Get ready to gain faith and lose weight through a joyful transformation of both body and soul. Now, your host, Beth, the Catholic Fasting Coach.
Hello, my friends. I am so glad to be with you this week as I talk to you about the importance of hunger. When was the last time you were just slightly hungry throughout the day? Yeah, that's a question for all of us. Hunger can be physical and emotional, as we know. Allowing hunger helps us to recognize the waves and layers of hunger in our body. It allows us to connect lovingly to our bodies so that we can care for it appropriately. This is an interesting way to think about hunger. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I have called this podcast Hunger as the Spice of Life to let you know that hunger is not a bad thing. Our bodies deserve our attention and care, and hunger can let us know what's going on with our bodies. Nutrition, portion sizes, slowly consuming our food, and movement are so important, but sometimes we are just too busy to think about any of it. When it comes to hunger, the bodily function is mainly about energy and insulin. I teach this in my book, Delay and Pray, and my coaching course too, and I just want you to know a little bit more about hunger because it's very, very important. Eating only what you need for fuel gives your body space to burn the fat on your body because normally we eat more than we need, which is called overeating, and that's not great for our weight, for our spiritual goals, for anything about our body and soul. So, we can eat what we need for fuel, but we can also eat less than what we need for fuel. And this gives us lots of space to burn the fat that's on our body. So we've got these two things that we can do. The point is that we think that we need only food for energy when we can also rely on our fat stores for energy too. For example, how many afternoons have I reached for a cup of coffee and a snack when I was tired instead of a quick 10-minute walk with my rosary, a tall glass of water, or a quick nap, or maybe all three? These latter three things always give me more energy than the coffee and the snack if I just take the time to slow down and think about it. The energy is coming from my fat stores on my body and then other sources in my body as well. When it comes to energy, I'm using food that I just consumed, or I'm using glycogen stored in my muscles and liver. And lastly, I'm using fat on my body. And when I'm really super healthy, I can go in and out of these three stages all day long, especially when I'm metabolically flexible. So when I'm going into ketosis during the week and I'm doing a little bit of sugar burning with glycogen, on the weekends, I can go in and out, and this is when I am healthy and eating only when I'm hungry and not past the point of fullness. So, how did I find out about my hunger? And how did I find out about my levels of hunger? And then, of course, my levels of fullness. I'll tell you how. When I got hungry. That's the key. Getting hungry. Hunger will happen when you are just beginning the Delay and Pray program as you train your body and soul to be hungry for God instead of sugar, flour, and alcohol. You're going to also train your body to live on your fat stores every once in a while as well. All kinds of things are going to come up when you begin this process. So you'll need some good tools to collect data for this great experiment of getting fit in body and soul through spiritual fasting. One of these tools is called the Hunger Scale, and I use it all the time. The Hunger Scale is a unique tool that helps you figure out if you are really hungry or not when you're outside of your eating window, which means that you're in your fasting window. In my program, you're either in a eating window or you're in a fasting window. I use it all the time to figure out why my body or flesh is reaching for food when it doesn't need it. You're going to find out that this reach is usually emotional and comfort related. Now that I'm more grace-filled, emotionally balanced, fat adapted, and metabolically flexible, I don't have the amount or as intense urges as I used to have within my eating windows, but I still have cravings from time to time, and they are usually emotional, not physical. So how do I know? I use the hunger scale. Here's how it works. Take a piece of paper and draw a line with an arrow at each end. Make tick marks in each direction the same length apart with zero in the middle and -1 to -5 on the left and +1 to +5 on the right. Now, zero is in the middle, and of course, that means neutral. You're not full and you're not hungry. The negative numbers are levels of hunger. -1 means slightly hungry. -2 means hungry. -3 means pretty hungry or very hungry. -4 means overly hungry. And -5 means famished. On the positive side, those are the numbers that indicate levels of fullness. +1 means slightly full. +2 means full. +3 means very full. +4 means overly full. And +5 means painfully stuffed. Let's just say if we're looking at the hunger scale, we really don't want to get to -4, -5, or +4 and +5. We will get there sometimes, but you will see, since virtue is practiced in moderation, we really want to stay in between -3 and +3. Okay. And then ultimately, ketosis is really practiced from -2 to +2. But we'll get there. We'll get there over time. So this is a great scale to sort of judge where you are in your hunger and your fullness. This gives you data to work with. When you are within your fasting window and you have an urge to eat, now you can ask yourself, where are you on the hunger scale? And you make a mark there. And it may take you some time to actually find your own levels of hunger and fullness, but with practice, you will easily know where you are on the scale. Zero is a nice neutral state, like when you wake up in the morning and you're not hungry or full, you're just content. I like to wake up at 0 to -1. I know that I'm spiritually fasting well when I'm at 0 or -1 first thing in the morning, and I either exercise or I have my black coffee. This is where I am content, and I can make it till 1 p.m. that day in eating. Once you figure out where you are in the hunger scale, ask yourself, what is the thought you're having about being hungry right now? So let's say that you're on the hunger scale, you want to eat, but you know it's not time yet. This is why it's so wonderful to use. When I began using this section of the journal, my thought was usually that I don't want to work right now. That's what I found. It was usually about 10 a.m. and I was not scheduled to eat until 1 p.m. Remember, I usually woke up at a 0 to -1. I was just content, maybe slightly hungry, but no way that I was going to eat, mostly zero. But when 10 o'clock rolled around for a while, I wanted to eat. And my thought was, I don't want to work right now. This used to be a typical scenario for me. I had this 10 a.m. longing for food. I simply checked the hunger scale and asked myself, do I really want the food, or do I just need a break? Or is there an emotion I want to feed? This is a great piece of advice to research because it will come up again and again, and then you can root out the problem. Back to the hunger scale that I was telling you, I really didn't ever want to go beyond like a -2, -3. But the thing is, I did have this thought, I don't want to work right now around 10 a.m., like I said. And I recognized immediately that I wanted to feed an emotion with food. And the emotion was discomfort or doing something hard. That's what I pinpointed. I began to realize that this was the very moment that I needed to ask the Holy Spirit into my work, because I had woken up, I had worked out, I had gone to mass, showered up, all the things. And I had worked for a couple hours and it was 10 a.m. and I kind of needed a break. And when I first started this, I thought, oh, you know what? I'll just have some food. And that is not the answer. That is not the answer. I really needed to just get to work. So my prayer began something like this: Holy Spirit, help me to get this task done for you in an efficient manner with great intelligence. Teach me your ways and what to do. This comes from a scripture passage from John 14:26, and it says this: the advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. You know, scripture is truth. So what things will he teach me? All of them. All of them. And I believe it. All of a sudden, the urges became prayer paths for me. Not only did I start reaching out in prayer when it wasn't time to eat, but I also strengthened my prayer for my spiritual goal, the person or circumstance I was praying for, and continued to dine in on my own fat with Jesus, all in a matter of a few minutes. This also urged me to go on a quick walk or even just sit down and close my eyes for a second and rest, give a quick text to a friend or daughter, do something else besides going to the refrigerator. And it's just something to consider. The daily victory is so huge here because not only did I stay fasting for my spiritual reasons and my goals, not only did I lose weight by not overeating, and then I also gained self-control by sticking to my food protocol, but I also got the job done more efficiently with excellence. All wins, huge wins because of spiritual fasting. So if you want to have excellence in spiritual fasting, permanent health in both body and soul, it is imperative that you figure out the difference between a thought that is causing an emotional feeling from the physical feeling or sensation of being actually hungry. These are two different feelings. You will discover the difference and then decide if you want to eat or not. If I am aware of my thoughts, I can shift them by praying for my spiritual goal like I described before and practice intentional thinking. Like this, I am not really hungry right now and I can easily get to work and delay my food until 1 p.m. when I have it planned. Here are the three things I'm going to get done. And I just list three things, one per hour. And I even allow myself in between each one to take a few minutes, take a walk, have a nice cold cup of water, just lay down for like 60 seconds and then get up and do it again. And then all of a sudden, 1 o'clock is there. I then practice the prayerful art of getting into flow until 1 p.m., like I had just said, 1 hour at a time. I use my imagination to turn on a spigot in my mind that will water the proverbial flowers of my work. I like to use my imagination quite a bit. I need Jesus and a sound mind to step away from the thought of eating and get back to my scheduled day, and it works beautifully. I check my calendar and get to work, knowing that in 3 hours, I will be physically hungry at a -3 and ready to eat and then on to my walk right after I eat. On that walk, I will feel so accomplished that I was able to delay and pray and accomplish my work too. The hunger scale will also help you eat to enough or to a +2. The idea here is to leave the table or meal slightly hungry so that in 20 to 30 minutes, I am pleasantly full. My body needs that time to digest the food, move through the small intestine, and give the signals to my brain that I am full enough to stop eating. This process is both emotional and physical. This is why I prep my food. I always prep my lunch. Always. I don't always prep my dinner, but I prep my lunch because I want to go and get that salad or that meal out of the refrigerator, heat it up, or just put the dressing on, eat it slowly, and then move myself into the walk because I'm usually not full and I would love to keep eating, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to stop and go take a walk for 20 minutes. When I walk for 10 or 20 minutes, I come back. I'm no longer hungry. I don't want a thing. That is something that's easily done. So prep those lunches and you can prep your dinner too if you're working. So the hunger scale is going to help you notice all these things, all of them, not only when you're hungry, but also your fullness. And then you can root out the reasons that you're overeating or you're eating when you're not supposed to. After using the hunger scale, I always feel so accomplished in eating to enough, getting my work done, and fasting for my spiritual purpose aligned with my weight goal. This really works, but you have to use it. The process teaches you so much. Using the hunger scale along with my food protocol allows me to get lots of work done, attend the sacraments for strength, and eat just to enough. It also allows me to be honest with myself, show up for myself, get to the sacraments in obedience, okay, and not eat because I don't want to do all of those things. So it's a win-win all the way around. So to recap, using the hunger scale, when you have an urge to eat within your fasting window, here's what you ask yourself. Are you physically or emotionally hungry? What is the thought behind the emotion? What can you do to just pray to the Holy Spirit, let the emotion be there without eating, and dining with Jesus for just a few hours? Dining in with Jesus is not eating for a few hours and using the fat that is already on your body for fuel. Every time I'm hungry, I know that my body is using fat stores for energy if I am not eating. I always say to myself when I am hungry and not feeding myself food, I say, I'm losing weight in my mind. I'm losing weight. And I'm actually praying for others at the same time. This is the art of delay and pray. It is a great thought process to use to meet all of your goals and delay and pray for others at the same time. Other options you may want to consider when you're emotionally hungry are move your body and go for a walk. As I said, I do this quite a bit. Distract yourself, get out of the kitchen, clean something, fold something, do something else, go outside and weed something, do something else. Pray a decade of the rosary, read scripture, play with your children and marvel at the mystery and gift that they are. Go see a friend. Go to the sacraments, whatever it is, just move yourself out of the kitchen because it's not going to work for you. Remember, you are practicing the art of delay and pray here. This is the delay and pray method, not the deny method. When you let an urge just pass through you without eating, you are training your brain that the urge is not important. Your brain is going to tell you that the sugar, flour, alcohol that you are delaying is way more important than it is. Delaying your urges until your eating window or even Sunday and just sitting with emotion will teach your brain and your will that you really can delay your food for the appropriate time of your choosing. Doing this several times a week will make it easier and easier in the future. You will fail yourself to success, and that's okay. Keep trying over and over until you get it. Offer all your sacrifices to the holy angels, especially your guardian angel. Ask her to carry your failures and success to Jesus in gratitude for the value of your life. Tell the angels to let Jesus know that you choose to love yourself as he loves you. It takes time, but you will get this down. When you figure this out and start living most of your life on the hunger scale from -2 to +2, which is in a state of ketosis, you will be so much happier. When you occasionally go from -3 to +3, as on feast days, it will be no big deal to go back to the twos because you will start to recognize that you are really just emotionally hungry and not as physically hungry as you thought, and you will get busy. Remember that hunger is the spice of life. You don't drive to a beautiful banquet and stop at Burger King on the way. Absolutely not. You wait so that the meal tastes so good. I hope you consider using the hunger scale tool. It is a game changer to help you figure out the best fasting window for your life and move it around 1 hour at a time to find the right window. If you need help with practicing the hunger scale with me in the Delay and Pray group, get on the wait list and get ready to enroll in our next course to begin losing weight and gaining faith now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast on the hunger scale. Please share it with your friends if it was inspiring to you so that others will hear the great message of Delay and Pray and we can build this spiritual fasting movement together. Have a great week, my friends. Keep fasting and praying, and I will talk to you next week. May God bless you and keep you always. If you are interested in learning more about spiritual fasting and permanent weight loss, then come join my course, Delay and Pray, a guided course for weight loss through spiritual fasting. You won't go through it alone either. I will be there to coach you every step of the way. This is a group coaching program where you are part of an amazing community of like-minded Catholics who have the same goal as you, to bring about miracles while losing that weight permanently through spiritual fasting. Your purchase includes an online course detailing what spiritual fasting is, how to do it, and all the tools you need to get you the results you're longing for. Head over to my website right now at thecatholicfastingcoach.com and get the details on how to join. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn to always get the latest daily information to help you keep fasting, my friends. Can't wait to see you in there. May God bless you and keep you always.